Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Voice API, you get comprehensive call analytics, virtual assistants, automated speech recognition, and text-to-speech benefits across multiple languages. Developers can add smart voice functionalities into your app, giving your customers an easier way to reach you. And you can start collecting real-time data to drive more meaningful engagement to move your business forward. Learn more at Vonage.com.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, it's DJ Jesse Janity, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about TrueCar. TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Just in the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features may not be available in all states, but to see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Affair After Show, episode 7 tonight. What's up?
Hey,
I'm April Wisnant. Tonight I have my lovely co-host here with me.
Hey guys, I'm Kelly Knezovich.
Hey guys, I'm Lim Gonzalez, and I'm always excited to be here. Yeah!
Oh,
always.
Yeah. The dream team. Yes.
Love it.
Y'all, how crazy was this episode?
I can't believe we're on episode 7.
Yeah.
And there's 10 total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have 3 left.
Right.
What the heck can happen in 3 episodes?
I don't even know. They have so much left to still establish.
Well, I think they have a great momentum going. Mm-hmm. I think with what we saw in this episode, which I'm very excited to get into it because some bombs were definitely dropped.
Oh yeah.
But they need to get, I love the show and how it just gives you bits and pieces every single episode. It doesn't give you everything all at once, so then everything else becomes predictable.
Yeah.
You don't really know when things are going to happen. You may have an idea and then all of a sudden it flips the script on you. So I love that it keeps, as viewers, it keeps us engaged and also challenged because, again, you really want to know what's going on and they don't give you what you want. They just give you just a little bit to make you want to be like, oh, I can't wait till next episode.
But see, it's only episode 7 and I cannot believe that they told one another or they told their significant others about the affair.
Exactly.
Well, I had no idea that was going to come out this episode.
Technically, tell a
wall. Noah did.
It was discovered. Noah did.
Helen, but there was some pressure to
exactly.
tell.
Exactly. No,
So let's get right into it. Before we even talk about their separate parts, holy cow, the spouses know that everyone was having affairs this summer. And the fact that we know that tells me that we're about to get into some major murder mystery stuff coming up. Because
oh, I forgot all about the murder.
No.
Just because I'm so caught up in the whole, the spouses finding out about the affair that I'm just, oh, yeah, we have 3 episodes left to discover how Scotty dies and who kills him.
Right.
I feel like the, you know, that was kind of the last thing that we really had to see, like, if this was going to happen or not. And then now what's left is the murder. Mm-hmm. But both of the spouses didn't, I mean, they kind of did tell them, like you just said, but, all, you know, Noah had a panic attack, and that's why he told Helen, which I honestly, even as he was sitting there in the hospital bed, I was like, he's not going to tell her. He's definitely not going to tell her. And then he freaking tells her.
Guys, I was so shocked that he told her while he was in the hospital.
Me too.
Is that not the weirdest place? I mean, it's in a public place, so granted, she can't be hysterical and she can't get all...
Anytime Fitness is for real people with real fitness goals. I mean, let's be honest. Most of us aren't training for marathons or half marathons or even half marathons. Only time most of us are running at all is if we're trying to make a connecting flight. Wouldn't have been late if we didn't stop to buy a headphone dongle. Point is, you gotta be ready. You do not want to deal with rebooking. Anytime Fitness, where real people help you make real progress. Join today and get a plan for training, nutrition, and recovery.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
All mad at him, she has to maintain her composure and keep calm, which I thought she did a pretty good job at. But I just would have preferred that to have happened maybe at their, well, probably not at their house because the kids are there, but in the car or something.
That's the thing. It's like telling somebody that's happening. Like, that's a major bomb to drop.
Yeah.
And it's like, there really isn't a perfect place to tell.
That's true.
So, I mean, yeah, granted, he was in the hospital.
So texting is inappropriate for that.
Just send an email.
Yeah, right.
Facebook message.
Send it just a letter. Like, just send an address. Like, send it in. But no, I think, first of all, I commend him for telling because he did have a way out. You know, of course, Oscar, you know, was blackmailing him. And we saw that before he left and, you know, wanted $10,000 from him to not tell. And Gabe basically gave him a week. He went to his friend Max. Max gave him the money. So he had his way out. His wife wouldn't have known. He could have given the money. But I think because he had this panic attack, and I think ultimately at the end of the day, he loves his wife and his kids.
I think he
loves
too.
His family. And so this was like a way for him, you know, kind of a wake up call to be like, dude, you need to get this out because if you really want to be healthy, number one, and also, you know, be concerned because you love your family, you got to say something.
He was insanely, he felt super guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the fact that he has a panic attack that he thinks is a heart attack, I mean, that's something serious. He's, you know, he kept telling the nurse, he's like, I felt it in my heart.
Right.
I mean, I think he, at that point, was like, I have no choice. This is bringing me way too much stress.
Because of the stress.
It's, you know, affecting me in this way, so I have to. And then on the other hand, with Allison, she finds out because Oscar, the little blabbermouth, is he's such a jerk.
Dude, I called that. I knew it. I told you guys.
You did. You were
I said
good.
He's going to tell him because obviously, okay, there's going to be no good of Cole and his brother, Scotty, going down there to apologize.
Right.
I mean, granted, and again, Cole, and I know you kind of fell in love with him this
I
particular
did.
Episode.
This is a good episode for
Cole. Cole kind of came through. Okay. Yeah. I see that. But no, I think I could just see, and then Allison obviously being there as well. I knew something was going to happen. And even when he apologized, he was like, oh, we just, you know, we want to apologize.
Yeah.
And of course, Scotty, you know.
Hothead Scotty.
Punches him in the stomach. So that was the indicator like, oh, okay, well, he's going to tell. That's his right to tell.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he did.
Yeah. Oscar's the worst. He knows way too much. He knows everything.
Right.
And he's in love with Allison on top of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
of course, he's going to... You know, he's going to try to ruin her.
He didn't even give her a last check. She had to steal pies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, can I give my last check? Like, were you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, he's such a douchebag.
Yeah.
Extremely.
I hope the pies were worth it. I feel like her check probably wasn't that much because she never really worked.
Right.
That's true.
But I don't know.
Well, Lapide's definitely got her in trouble, and which we see in her version.
That's crazy. Right. Okay, so let's talk about part one, Noah's part. So we start off at Whitney's therapist. Uh-huh. And, you know, we've seen throughout the season, Noah is very anti-therapy. He's just, you know, some people just aren't into that type of thing, and uh-huh. he's one of those people. But they're talking about the underlying reasons of why Whitney's bullying got so bad, and, she, you know, she's kind of making a few excuses. But then she throws out a major bomb herself, and she's like, Dad is clearly so miserable. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all aren't happy and you act like you're so perfect. Mom, you're having an affair. And it's, the irony is it's hilarious crazy. To me.
I just love his reaction because he's like, you're way off.
Like, he's like, no. Yeah.
I think he wanted to say, like, I'm having the affair. Like, come just, on,
it's
Whitney.
It's a little opposite.
Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, she... But you know what? I kind of did think last episode that Helen and Max were having a little bit of a thing.
Really?
Because only because whenever you saw him go, or they were going to like the fair or somewhere, uh-huh. and she's like, I'm going, Max is going to go with us because we knew you couldn't go. And, you know, Noah leans in to kiss Helen bye. And she's like, bye. And turns around and just kind of walks off.
Well, even when they're at the lobster roll too, and Max is crying and, right, I don't know.
Talking about his wife and his kids as well.
Yeah, I mean, they were super. It looked like a brotherly, sisterly type.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, that's how I took it. I didn't take like they were really good friends. I did not take it as there was any romantic connection.
But
whatsoever.
You know what I thought was interesting during the therapy session? I was kind of thinking that Whitney would bring up something about and Dad asked me where I get Coke around here in Montauk, and that wasn't brought up at all, because that was just a weird thing for him to do. And he's like, oh, I'm doing research for a book, but I mean, obviously he wasn't, but it was weird. I'm surprised she didn't bring that up.
Yeah, I think she's oddly very protective of him, and so, which a lot of people are with, you know, their moms and dads, of course, but I think she is a little bit more so of him, maybe because she obviously has a little, you know, some tension with her mom. She resents her for things. You know, she says that how can she live up to her? She puts so much pressure on her.
Right.
You know, she pretends to be this perfect person all the time, and it makes Whitney feel like she has to be. So she obviously resents her mom a little bit. So I kind of feel like she would never, like, do anything to throw Noah under the bus.
That's, yeah. And thinking about it too, she blamed Helen for, she didn't take responsibility for, what was that girl's name that she bullied?
Jody.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't take responsibility for her actions for bullying Jody.
Right.
She blamed it on her mom, which I feel like Noah does that too when he talks to her about how he's having the affair and everything. Mm-hmm. He blames her dad, and her dad's horrible, and he's the worst person ever. He doesn't really take responsibility. I guess he does take responsibility
to some
and
degree, but he has a way out.
He also blames.
He does.
He doesn't take
absolutely.
Full responsibility, kind of like Whitney. So yeah, right. they are alike.
Yeah, teaching lessons. Also parental advice, Noah. So he's making them leave Montauk, or he wants them to leave Montauk a little bit early. Mm-hmm. And Martin wants to go to the ranch where he's been working all summer and apologize because, you know, last episode they had the trouble with the horse, and he just wants to be able to actually say goodbye. So Helen makes Noah take Martin to the ranch. And of course, we know some awkwardness is about to ensue.
Of course.
Martin is apologizing to Cole, and Cole's like, yeah, that was crazy, but we got it back. It's okay. And Cole just, in this episode especially, just showed that he's a stand-up guy, I feel like, because there are so many things. I know, I'm like, Cole!
Team Cole!
Yeah, but there are so many ways he could have taken that. You know, he could have still been very angry, but he was, you know, pretty gracious. And then we see Allison comes around the corner, and she just looks at Noah, and this is one of the parts that were different in each of their versions, but she just looks at Noah and says, that's it? And he doesn't say anything back. It's just like, Martin, let's go. And to me, this is where it kind of scares me, because, you know, last week we were talking about how they're going to continue past this season, since we now know that there's going to be a season two.
Correct.
And we're like, is there going to be a total new affair? How are they going to do it? And that's what kind of scares me, is because they're not ending on like an, okay, this summer was crazy, whatever note. They're ending on a very, like, tension-filled note. Mm-hmm. And whenever there are still emotions involved, there's never going to be a clean cut, and stuff is always going to come up.
Well, you see, I mean, not getting too ahead of ourselves, but,
right.
you know, in Allison's version, she goes to the house. Like, she's in New York. She goes to visit her friend in New York. And actually, they look up Noah's house, and she goes to out. She also goes to Helen's store. So, obviously, she's not over it. And she, even yeah. in his version, she didn't look over it. So, in both versions, she's not over it. I think he's clearly trying to get, well, I can't say that she's not per se, because, you know, of course, we see what happens with her and Cole, you know, towards the end. But I think that he's more so like, look, I'm about my family. He's the one that comes out, you know, because she doesn't.
Right.
If she happens to be found out, you know, of course, by douchebag Oscar.
Yeah.
But you could see Noah was the one that actually said something, whereas hers was found out. So she could have kept it a secret. And even with her mom's situation, her mother-in-law, and how she was like, she didn't even want to say, you know, want her to say anything. So she was not only scared of Cole, but she was scared of her mother-in-law and what she was going to do. So, I mean, I feel you. And I kind of, now that I know Cole's situation and when they had the heart-to-heart in the dirty New York streets, I think that I feel empathized for him just because of what he's been through.
Yeah.
And kind of the things that's been going on in their livelihood.
And getting back to when Martin came to apologize, that was a very fatherly, he took a very fatherly role. You know, he's like, it's okay, bud. You know, we got her back, or got the horse back, whatever. And he, at the end of the episode, at the end of Allison's version, we see that he wants to, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, like you said, but he does want to have another kid. And so, I mean, he's a great father figure.
I think so, too. And see, Cole might be perfect. I don't know. I really liked him.
Oh, gosh.
I know. That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
I don't know about that one.
Well, we see, so as they're leaving Montauk, packing up and everything, Helen's parents are in a huge argument because this article has come out in Vanity Fair where basically they're saying his wife has was his editor and frequent rewriter. Basically that she helped him out a lot, but he never really gave her full credit for it. So they're freaking out. Helen suggests, she's like, why don't you come and stay with us for a while? And she says, why? So he can hole up with his mistress. So these writers are some dirty dogs. And Noah is a lot more like Helen's dad than he thinks he is, obviously. Or than he wants to be.
That he wants to be. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the dichotomy of this kind of relationship with, you know, both him, because you see it even early on when they first get there. And Bruce is talking to Noah and he's kind of like trying to school him a little bit, but they're...
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Both have that, you know, writer instinct because they're both writers. And so I could see where, you know, he's like him in ways that he probably doesn't think that he is. And I think that's why the writers end up putting these situations together. Just like we see here, he's having an affair and, you know, the wife even knows. And so he's allowed, not that he's allowed to do it, but she's just kind of like, that's what he is. He's kind of a, well, he is a jerk. I really don't like Bruce at all because he's always throwing that out. But I think there's a lot of that side in Noah as well. Even though he doesn't do the same things, he has those dark presences, those dark sides in him. And so there are the similarities there.
See, I don't think Helen recognizes that to the extent that we do, perhaps, because she says in the episode, I married you because you're safe. And I don't think she wanted to marry a guy like her dad, because she sees the type of person her dad is, a cheater and just nasty. And she married Noah, and look what happened. Same thing. I mean, he's having an affair.
To me, nothing about Noah has seemed safe from the beginning. Obviously, we didn't know him whenever he was in college or whenever they first got married, but I'm like, this dude does not seem safe at all.
He's weak.
And before, yeah, he is
weak.
A little bit.
He's
so
weak.
Before they leave, though, I almost forgot about this part. We see him take a note and put it on Allison's bike. And this is where Oscar comes into play, because Oscar, of course, is always like lurking in every corner that he doesn't need to be in. But Oscar pulls up and sees Noah putting the note there and is like, you know, I can tell your wife. And this is where he begins to blackmail Noah and says that you give me $10,000 or I'm going to tell your wife. So Noah, when they're back in the city, goes to Max. And, you know, I kind of really like Max's character. I don't know. He brings, like, a little bit of comic relief in an otherwise very serious show.
Yes.
So I kind of like the little additions that they put him in there. But, you know, Max, obviously, I was going to say no questions asked, but he does ask and is shocked, but is like, you know what, buddy? I got you. Mm-hmm. I will give you this money. Just don't tell Helen, which obviously Noah doesn't listen to. But so Noah does accept the check, and then this is where we see his panic attack happen. He goes on a jog. He falls down. Someone calls the police, and then they take him to the hospital where the epic admission happens. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, I never, even the entire time that they were sitting there, I wasn't expecting it to happen. But I also wasn't expecting her to be just, okay, she definitely wasn't nonchalant. But I don't know. I feel like I expected a bigger reaction from her. She just asked like a few minuscule questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
what you're talking about when they're in the hospital? I'm talking about or when
they're still
in general?
When they're still in the hospital. Okay. At this
when
point.
In the hospital.
She was just like, I mean, I know it's very shocking, and she kept saying, she's like, I don't even know how to process this, but I'm like, your husband just told you that he cheated on you, and I don't know. I felt like there should have been a bigger reaction.
There should
reaction,
have been more than that.
Well,
but
she was in public, though. Yeah. I feel like she couldn't have a, oh, I hate you so much. She couldn't be like that.
I guess so.
Well, you can see, piggybacking off of that, you can see what happens when they go home. They definitely get into a bigger discussion about it. She wants to ask more questions about it. So I really think that she's, to me, and I like her. I like Helen.
Me too.
Because I like that she has a side where she is demure, and you could tell she's been raised, and, you know, she has some money behind her. But then there's also that side that she's just like, you know, I want to know what's going on. I want to know this, this, and this. And she demands that. I will say with her, though, the one thing that I kind of picked up on is, you know, going on her demure side, and she comes from money. She said, she makes a point where she says it's a destructive thing for a waitress. So she made reference of her being a waitress as like, I took that as like low class. Like, oh, if you're going to cheat, you should cheat up. You know what I'm saying?
And Noah even talks about that too. He says, if I was with a 50-year-old professor or something like that. And
she you know, takes offense to that. But I think that's where she gets into play. Like, oh, well, I think there's a non-threatening aspect to it, which may be why she's not as, you know, I guess, she's upset,
that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? I think because he's not cheating, you know, he knows that, oh, as a waitress, oh, that's low class. Okay, I'm not worried about that. Yeah. I'm not threatened by that. She, of course, as a woman, she wants to know questions. She wants to when, where, why, how many times, all that kind of stuff. Once that's off, you know, off the table, then she's like, okay, well, let's get back to going on with our lives.
Right.
But yeah, I think that it's because of the money situation, the status.
That's a really good point. I honestly didn't think of that.
Of course it is, April.
And that is, you always have the best points. And she, you know, last week we were also kind of talking about like, do we think Helen knows? Do we think she has like an inkling of anything? And tonight we learned she did. You know, whenever she's like, he doesn't even say Allison's name. She says, who is it with? The waitress,
Allison.
I knew it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that just goes to show, like, we kept talking about this entire season. We're like, rookie mistake, because they just kept doing the most idiotic things that us three who have never been in affairs are like, Come on, that's not how you do an affair.
Read the handbook.
Exactly.
The other thing that you could take in perspective, too, is that the fact that, of course, she knows her dad is a cheater, and the mom kind of knows it and not accepts it, but she just...
No, she does accept it.
Well,
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm trying to be nice.
But she wants that money.
Yeah. No, I was trying to be nice. She does accept it. No, but that's good. I'm glad you corrected me. The thing is, though, Helen is in the same boat. She knows her father to be that way. Why would her husband not be that way? You know what I'm saying?
But guys... Wasn't there a line that they talked about, Leon or something?
Yeah,
about,
I have it in here.
About how, like, she's thought about it before. I mean, she's never gone through with this,
And it's something they obviously discussed.
Right.
And, yeah, they supposedly she had feelings for this guy.
Yeah.
But she never did anything.
I think that's what they were talking about whenever he said if it was a 50-year-old English professor, would it be different? I think maybe Leon was a 50-year-old English professor, and that's why she was like, whatever expletive she said. But so clearly, you know, she's thought about it before. It's not like the craziest thing in the entire world. It's, you know, it has been a part of her family. So I don't know. Maybe people are just a little bit more accepting, but I just expect craziness. But whenever they get back from the hospital and, you know, all the kids are hugging him and everything, and they're like, Daddy, you're okay, which was so cute. Mm-hmm. His kids clearly, I mean, he's their dad, but they clearly love him so much and have...
Even Whitney was joining in as much as she's had issues with the both of them.
Right. But, yeah. And the youngest one is like, Mommy, come in. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, we always like to talk about the little differences, but that are actually kind of huge differences between mm-hmm. Noah and Allison's part. But in Noah's version, Helen doesn't go up and hug all of them. She sits down on the couch next to Martin, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we see Noah go over and close the windows, and she's like, "Oh, why are you closing the blinds?" And he's like, "I don't want to be visible to everyone. I don't want everyone to see us."
Right.
But later we find out it's because little old Allison was out on the street,
peeping in,
peeping Tom. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Something when they were arguing that I wanted to mention is that I thought this was actually a good argument for them to have. I mean, obviously the context is bad. He's been having an affair, but I thought it was really good because they got that whole unfulfilled potential thing. He said that specifically that he feels like she sees him as potential unfilled mm-hmm. and that she's just waiting on this person that she married to become something. Mm-hmm. And she says, "I'm only that way because you are." Mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of very poignant of her to say. I really didn't think about it until she said it. She does put a lot of pressure on him, and she is kind of waiting for him to do something. You know, he had this book, and it was kind of a cop-out. He's like, I wrote this book. Mm-hmm. 20 people read it. It got terrible reviews.
Right.
And I get that, I'm not a writer, but I can understand how that it's going to affect you in a lot of other ways, you know, and can get you pretty depressed. And so you will do stuff out of your normal character. But I felt like I was a little bit of a cop-out for him to say that. But I'm kind of glad they talked about it because it put all of that out there, all of that tension. And so I feel like that's the only way that their marriage can even semi come back is if, you know, the affair's out there, but they're also talking about the actual underlying issues. And I think it's good that she wasn't just like, "You're right. I definitely do this to you." Mm-hmm. She kind of called him out and was like, "But you do it to yourself as well."
I think he needed to hear that mm-hmm. from someone that he loves, not Allison, from his wife, Helen.
Right.
And I think hearing that, I think that he's going to probably put forth more effort, especially in writing the second book, which I believe we see that he's written because the detective is reading mm-hmm. a book, The Descent.
The Descent, mm-hmm. yes.
Which is not his first book.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think, so in the parts with the detective on this episode, I feel like they were flashing forward to mm-hmm. present day, but then obviously flashing back whenever it came to their versions. I think they're just trying to give us more information as we go.
Yeah.
Because we know that he writes that book about an affair, and in the end of it, he kills the person who he had the affair with.
Right.
So I guess the detective is probably using it as a reference. He's mm-hmm. clearly looking very hard into Noah because we keep seeing this place called The End mm-hmm. where the detective asks Noah, "Have you ever been to this place?" Noah said no, but we know that he obviously has. And someone commented on it on our video last week and they...
No matter what you're looking for in a non-alcoholic beer, there's only one name that has it all. Athletic Brewing Co. Full flavor? It's athletic. Huge variety? It's athletic. Award-winning styles you can get online, at the bar, or the grocery store? It's athletic. In fact, when it comes to amazing non-alcoholic beer, there's no question. It's athletic. Ask for it and find out. Go to askforathletic.com to find your closest retailer today. Near beer.
It said... did you notice that the place where they went for the party was called The End? And I did not notice that.
I didn't pick that up either.
It was just like a flash, I guess, and where they showed the sign. So obviously this place is going to hold some sort of major significance in the investigation and murder.
Well, just bringing that up, I'm curious as to when we know the murder happens, where does it happen? Did they say exactly where it happens? Because mm-hmm. I feel like if that's the case, that's where the murder happens. And I'm, you know, not getting into predictions or whatever, but since you brought it up, mm-hmm. I feel like because it's so important, that's got to be where, if he's obviously investing in a murder. We know that. Mm-hmm. He's investigating a murder. We know who was murdered. So the fact that he's investigating it and everything keeps pointing to that, mm-hmm. that's got to be at some point where either the murder happens or there's a big clue in there because he's trying to find out if he stayed there, as we see that he goes in there and there's no record of him staying there.
Yeah. Maybe that was his first good thing is he didn't put the reservation under his name. Right, he's like, oh, let me be semi-smart since I've been so dumb this whole time. Right.
Or maybe he's cash.
Right. And but then, I do say, going back, I mean, this is like several episodes away when he's in, you know, he's talking it. And I want to say it was when he was talking to Allison, I believe. Mm-hmm. He makes mention that there was a party going on. And
you're talking about the detective?
The detective. Okay. There was a party going on and the murder happened at this party. He said he happened at a party because she asked him, were you going towards the party or something about, were you leaving the party? Some reference to the party. Mm-hmm. It sounds like that's where the murder happened, at a party.
But we already know, but they've already been to the party and Scotty's not dead yet.
But this could be a future, you see what I'm saying?
Right, no, yeah.
A future party. Oh, and if the end is a place where they have parties, just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, we did see a preview for the next, was it 2 weeks from now, the next episode, where it kind of looked like a party scene where the Bruce and the mom, Helen's mom.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they were there or something. So that could be a party where it happened, perhaps.
Could
Very
be.
Interesting.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's just something, you know, I'm putting out there.
Yeah. Also, so kind of wrapping up Noah's part, I thought it was kind of huge that at the very end, Noah and Helen were sleeping in the same bed. Because I'm like, forgive much? I don't know. Yeah. It's a little soon, but I guess, I don't know. I guess the argument went well for them. And so maybe that's a sign that they're going to try and move on.
I think they're definitely going to try and move on. I did think the same thing that it was odd. I was like, he's not going to be on the couch for
that's
a week or something. Yeah. But I think it just goes back to like what I was saying, that this is not, it's not foreign to her. And because it's not foreign to her, it's more acceptable. You know, not that you want that, but it's just more acceptable to her. And he's apologized and he obviously has remorse for it. So
yeah,
that's what I think, why they're still in the same bed.
Yeah. Anything else about his part? Mm-mm. Okay, well, let's move right on to part two. It starts off with the detective, Allison's part starts off with the detective taking pictures of the end sign. So obviously this keeps coming up. It's definitely going to be something of significance in the future. So her part starts off at the ranch where Noah is, has taken Martin to say goodbye and to apologize. Mm-hmm. And we overhear Noah, and this is something that didn't happen in his part. We overhear Noah saying, he's like, thanks for the parenting advice. Whenever you have a teenage son, I'll listen to you, or something like that.
Right.
I forget what Cole said to him. Oh, Cole said, you know, he's just vying for attention.
Right.
And Noah kind of
pulled... Which he said in both versions.
Right. And Noah kind of pulled the jerk move because we know that Noah knows that they lost a baby.
Right.
So, you know, at this point, we don't know if they're... I kind of think they're just... It's like their truths at this point because they're not telling these things to anyone. So I think maybe their memories are just a little different, but they're also... It's still a way to like kind of, you know, throw in those bits as a viewer.
Do you think on that part, Noah saying that, do you think he was taking a jab at him? Because you think so?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure. Because I think he just was really uncomfortable to be there to begin with. And he just wanted to get out of there. And I just feel like it was kind of like a last minute...
And he just found out last week that they're all coke dealers and that his son has been working at this place. So not just Allison, but like a reason
the
to throw that dig in, but also just, you know, because you're like, you're a coke dealer and you're really going to say, like, give me some sort of advice.
Right.
No, I'm sorry.
Sit down somewhere.
Yeah. And so Allison walks up and Cole introduces Allison to Noah. And they're like, oh, yeah, I think I met you before. Mm-hmm. You know, the awkward little dance.
That was weird.
But that was kind of it. And that was kind of it, right? As
on
far as
part?
Like when them being at the ranch.
Yes.
Nothing like else major happened there, right?
No.
Yeah. And so then we go, next we go to Allison being at the lobster roll. And this is where we see her, you know, she's asking for a check. Mm-hmm. And she ends up taking the pies instead.
Wait, you forgot about the paint.
The paint
when she was painting.
Yeah. Okay.
That was, like you said, a great metaphor.
Yeah, because so Allison was doing something with the rails in their front porch, and Cole walks out and he's like, they're rotten. She's like, oh, why don't we just paint them? He's like, no, if you just paint over it, it'll just look like it's covered up with paint.
Right.
You know, we have to get rid of them and replace them. And I just thought, I'm like, oh, the metaphors in this are amazing right now because it's, you know, I just... I'm like, it's very telling of what's going to come up, because he's clearly saying, like, this stuff is rotten. She wants to cover it up with an easy fix, which I feel like could be, you know, how it goes in the future. But we'll see. But I just really like that part. Well, thank you for reminding
perfect
me.
Perfect, too, because, I mean, we see at the end of the episode that he wants to start trying for a kid, too. So it's kind of like, let's rebuild our relationship again. Kind of let's rebuild this fence. Let's rebuild our relationship.
Yeah. It kind of is. I feel like a baby, though, is a layer of pain.
Oh my gosh, obviously, a baby
is huge, but it's not.
See, I think in his version, though, or in Nicole's mind, I don't think he's thinking, oh, I'm trying to cover this up. Like, let's just have a baby and it'll all be better. I think he really is like, let's start over. Let's have a child.
No, absolutely.
Whereas Allison is probably more like, oh, this is not a good idea.
Yeah. She goes for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
She puts that birth control up.
Nice off.
Exactly.
He's like, close it.
Close it.
Not creepy at all. So Allison puts the pies, when she leaves the lobster roll, she just takes the pies with her. She puts it in her bike, walks inside, gives the pies to Cherry, Cole's mom, and goes in and talks to the boys. They're talking about what they're going to do about Oscar, because obviously Oscar is becoming a huger threat. Last week they thought Oscar called the cops on them.
Right.
So something definitely has to be done. And I guess we know now that the mom definitely knows about the drugs.
Yeah.
That was something we were wondering about. And, I mean, they're talking about it in the next room. And then we see her then later talking about it in the hospital room. So the mom clearly knows.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So I'm like, what's that, mama? You're not, I don't know.
Well, I think because it's been in generation after generation, I think.
Yeah. That's a crazy thing to be a part of.
Born into it. Born and raised.
But so she finds the note that Noah left Allison. It was underneath the boxes.
So badly. What was written in that note? We'll never know.
I kind of feel like that's why she ends up going to his house, because maybe she was, you know, she wanted to know what it said too.
That's a good point.
But she, I mean, she had no shame whenever Cherry's like, who's Noah? I found this note. She's like, what does it say? What does it say? And I would think, you know, it's like, don't be so obvious. She sounded very, like, longing for it. And you're talking to your mother-in-law right now. So maybe let's not, like, beg to read the note that the person who you were having an affair with left you.
I mean, and let's keep it real. I don't think she's very, like, close with her mother-in-law. She doesn't have that great relationship with her.
It's very surface.
It's very surface. And I think with them, first of all, I don't even like the mother-in-law. I think I was already kind of on the fence with her, but now, like, based on what has transpired, when she makes that, you know, she's giving her, before she tells her, by the way, she gives her that, you know, I guess when Cole was little and she kind of turned away and she knew he was in trouble, he was in the
stroller. Story, yeah.
Yeah. And she says she knows when any of her sons are in danger. And then she goes in and talks about, you know, who is Noah. So it's like, dude, I feel like she knows what's going on with the drugs. She's involved with everything, but at the same time, she feels like she will protect her sons at any cost.
Yeah.
So I feel like because she will protect her sons at any cost and they can do no wrong, that's a dangerous thing, because then your sense of reality is thwarted. So with her, it's against her son. So to the point where it was like, not like her feelings or what was going on with her, it was like, don't tell Cole. It's like, whatever you do, just nip in the bud. She's very protective. You're gonna cut these vegetables. You're not gonna leave anywhere. You're gonna serve them, and that's it. And I'm gonna burn this note, and it never happens.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of a cop out in a sense. And I'm glad that, you know, they actually did get to talk about it as opposed to that. But I feel like that's why the brothers are the way they are, and we see that, you know, the one brother that ends up in the hospital because ends up in the hospital because I think, and then the mother is still. Yearning, where are you going? You know what I'm saying? It's like your brother is sitting right here. Here he is. He needs to mend things with his wife, but she's still worried about him being there for his brother. So I don't know. I don't like her. That's the bottom line.
We have to think of it though. She's a mama bear and she's always going to be protective. You know, you hear so many people say when you become a mother, it obviously your kids can and will do wrong.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Wrong. But you will always forgive them. There are so many people, you know, you see, like, I mean, this is an extreme, but you see, like, murderers on death row, and their mamas are still like, I love my child so much. Obviously, they made this huge mistake, whatever, but she knows that they're making constant mistakes and doing it. But, I mean, I don't know. She's a part of it, so therefore she, I guess, goes along with it, so maybe she doesn't think it's that bad. But, I mean, I get her wanting to protect him, and I thought that it was a little bit, you know, she says to Allison, she's like, you will not tell him because that is so selfish. And I thought it was very almost selfless of her because she knows that something like this will, or she thinks that it will completely tear Cole apart. And so she's trying to protect him. So she's taking the weight on of this big, big, huge secret, which, you know, she doesn't have to leave that weight on her shoulders for very long, but she's, I don't know, I kind of thought, I'm like, is that the right thing to do? But I think in her mind, she was thinking that it was the right thing to do.
You're talking about Allison or the mom?
Talking about the mom.
Oh,
saying as far as like confronting her and then being like,
I think she just cares about her sons more than anything else.
I think it's a, I think that's what it is.
She just cares about her son. She doesn't really care about anything else. Even when we go back to when she kind of mentions to Allison about, you know, when their son died and she's like, oh, well, when you have another one, I'll be here to help. Actually, you know, insinuating like you did something wrong, so next time I'm going to help you because you can't handle it on yourself. That's a messed up thing to say to your daughter-in-law. That's what I mean. Like, she's whack.
Right.
She's whack.
Cherry, you crazy girl.
Crazy.
You crazy. So they, I guess the brothers or Scotty and Cole anyway, decide to go to Oscar's house and they're going to apologize
to
him.
Most horrible idea ever.
Right? They're going to apologize to him and tell him that they're going to support his bowling alley. Allison obviously goes along with the two of them and, you know, they walk up to his door. Cole says that he will write a support letter. It seems like it's going to end on a semi-okay note.
I was
like,
hoping it would.
It's going to be, you know, this is where I liked Cole too, because he's like, you know, obviously he's like, I don't like change. I don't want this to happen. But even more so than that, I don't like this feuding with my neighbors.
Right.
Because he is that. He's that man that's all about Montauk and that loves the city so much. I feel like he should like run for mayor or something. But
a drug dealer for mayor.
Yeah,
right. Got my vote. Right. What?
Yeah. But so just as soon as we think like, oh, this could end good, Scotty is an idiot and punches Oscar in the stomach. And obviously this is gonna rev Oscar up, and he says to Cole. He's like, you know how she even knew about it, right? He's like, what are you talking about? Oh, you know how she knew about the cops? She wasn't even there. She found out from the guy that she's doing. And then they both go and jump Oscar because I guess, I don't know if, well, clearly he just said your wife is having an affair. That's an offensive thing to say.
Right.
So whenever the next scene, they're back at their house and Noah just says, Cole is like, do I know him? She says no. And he's like, okay, well, then it's your problem. You deal with it. And I kind of honestly didn't understand that because it's like, what would she be dealing with?
Well, I think it goes back to when we were talking about the mom and how the mom feels about her sons and very protective. I think it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we find out, you know, when he was having the heart to heart, you know, in the alleyway, in New York, that, you know, the way he processes things, like how he was talking about the countdown he did with his dad and how he tried to do it with his son and didn't, it's basically something else for him to deal with. He's already having issues still with the son. So this is something you have to deal with. I don't know him, then I don't want to know him. You deal with that. You get yourself right and then come back when you're good.
But see, he's so concerned. Cole is very concerned about knowing who he is. I mean, he's like, why won't you tell me who he is?
Well, that's later.
Yeah,
that's later. But I think the first initial, you know, way to deal with it was like, that's your problem.
Okay.
And I think it was just a flippant statement. I don't think that's how he felt about it because, again,
Helen needed time to process
it.
Right. Figure out process how to deal with it.
And he's done that before. He said flippant statements and then kind of backpedal, like, oh, I just want you to, you know, I'm sorry or whatever. So I think it was just a flippant statement. He finds that out. It's shocking to him. Now he wants, after he's processed it, he wants to know.
Yeah. I think so too. Whoa, that was weird.
Yeah.
And so, later that night, they're laying in bed. Allison says, I think I should go away for a few days. He says he thinks that's a good idea. So she goes to the city, to Brooklyn, to stay with her friend that she, that was working at the Lobster Roll with her over the summer. Because now the summer's over, obviously, and everyone's back to, I don't know what is causing this buzzing. Everyone's back to their jobs and everything. And so she goes to stay with her friend. They first scene get high together, and Allison says something that really stuck with me. She said that she feels like Noah is her real life and that she's just living through everyone else. And I think that kind of shows how really into this she is, because last episode she was asking Noah to go away with her. And you know, now she's saying that she feels like these other parts of her life aren't real and that Noah is her life.
I think she wants Noah to be her life because she sees how great of a family man he is. Well, I mean, we see that he's good with his
kids.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got pretty much a good life. He's I think, more career-driven than Cole, perhaps, because Cole's really focused on this whole Coke business and not selling the ranch. Well, I guess he does talk to his brothers about it. But I think she wants to live that life with Noah. So I think that's why she's like, I think he's my life, because wants that to be the
case. If you think about it, too, when they were kind of walking after he shows up at, you know, the friend's apartment, and they're kind of walking, the friend leaves, and they're kind of walking before they have their heart-to-heart, you know, he's saying, oh, I hate this city, you know, and this is horrible, and the smell and stuff. And she's like, I like it. And it just shows the differences. She doesn't like living in Montauk. I think she's over it. She's mentioned plenty of times that, you know, she would rather leave, and he's been the one like, no, I'm going to be buried here, remember, with my son. So she's kind of the one, and I think that was for her, the affair that she was having with Noah was that escape, because he was different, because he was a writer, and because he was this cultured person, whereas, you know, Cole's been there for generations. You know, he's like, I want to be here for generations. I want my kids to be here. And what, is 7 generations or something that they've been there?
Something
like that. So, and she's kind of beyond that. She doesn't want that anymore. So I think that's where that comes from.
I think that something crazy is happening with our microphones. I'm sorry.
It's probably Cherry.
Cherry. She interferes with everything. So her friend, once they're in the city, finds Noah's address and finds Helen's store address. And they idiotically decide to go to the store. And Helen, of course, you know, now we know Helen definitely knows who she is. At this point in Allison's version, Helen has not found out about Allison yet. But so Helen recognizes her, asks what they're doing there. And Helen thanks Allison for helping with her daughter, the choking scene that happened in the, like, very first episode. And I'm just like, Helen, you sweetheart, you poor little thing. And Allison, I'm like, of course she's going to know, because Allison's so awkward. She's not even slightly, like, you know, able to play it off. She's like, oh, no. Okay.
Right.
I mean, but that's her personality. She can be, like, timid, you know, when someone, Helen is a big personality. So whenever something like that, you know, confronts her, she's definitely going to know about it. But then we see her later. After that, she tells her friend, she's like, I just need to be alone. And she goes, walks past Noah's house. And this is where we see him shut the curtains whenever he sees her in the street. And this is where we also see, when the kids are hugging him, Helen does go up and hug him. So she's probably thinking, like, oh my gosh, you know, all this just happened this summer, and he's already back to this big, happy family. She doesn't know what just happened. She doesn't know that he had a heart attack, or that Helen knows now. And so I'm sure that was probably really tough for her to see. And, I mean, but he has clearly said he wanted to end it. And that's kind of what happens when that happens. But so she goes back to her friend's house, and Cole is there. And he just wants to, he's like, tell me who it is. And it was so weird to me that whenever she said, she was like, Noah Soloway, he's like, Martin's dad? And it's so crazy to me that that's how he sees Noah, just as Martin's dad. But of course, there's no other way that he would know them. And they go, you know, they're out, they go out into the street and sit. And I thought it was so sweet when she goes to sit down and he's like, no, don't get your dress dirty.
April, I think that's the moment you fell in love with him.
It kind of was. Because I'm like, he just, you know, he's finding out about this affair and all the details about it. And he's still like, don't get your dress dirty, and all, is all sweet and put something down for her to sit on. But he goes into this crazy emotional scene where he's talking about how, you know, when Gabriel, when his dad died, he used to just count, because that was the only way he could get through it, because he knew that the emotions would eventually pass. If he could just keep counting, he would eventually get there. But when Gabriel died, that, like, it never went away. And the only thing that would help him was her. And I don't know. I'm just like, this, it's kind of good for us to see how much he's been through, because this entire season we're just seeing
her point of view.
Allison, and we're seeing Allison is so depressed, therefore she's doing all of these things. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and you know, she kind of does sometimes be like, well, Cole does this or doesn't do this. And we've never really seen, you know, we kind of forget that Cole went through this as well. This was his son. And so obviously, you know, he's dealing with the exact same stuff. So I think that's why I started to like his character so much more. Not only was this an amazing acting scene, but it also just, it revealed a lot more to us about him. And I really like that.
No, I agree with you. I still feel, even after everything is in it, because I feel like at the end of this episode, you have, you know, them kind of both going back to their spouses and kind of trying to start over. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was the theme, you know, with both.
Right.
But I really do feel that Allison and Cole really are two different people.
I completely agree.
I still, and even though, you know, that last scene when they closed the, you know, the pill box. And
right.
We want to try to start it. I still think she's doing it because that's her husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, but I feel like any chance she could get to get back with Noah, she would take it
absolutely
in a heartbeat. Like
I think
if
so
he,
too.
If he was to do that. So that's where I feel like, whereas with Noah, I feel like him and Helen, I feel like they are, should be together, mm-hmm, more so. And I think he was just, you know, he's with his in-laws. He's not comfortable. Like he was saying in his kind of, you know, speech to her, if I could use that term, you know, I just didn't feel like my book and all this kind of stuff. And I just wanted to feel wanted. I wanted to feel like I was, you know, handling things. Things were good. And that's how she made me feel, whereas she wasn't feeling that with her. Mm-hmm. So I think Helen, I think she's the type of person, she can kind of rotate that, mm-hmm, and be like, okay, well, let's give the support. Whereas Cole, he's stuck. He's stuck in what he's doing. He's not going to change his ways for anybody.
Right.
I mean, he shows that. And you see his mom and you see his brothers and they kind of haul up all that. And she's just kind of just there, you know, mm-hmm, and she's kind of this outside piece. So even though it was a great scene, I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think that they should be together or that they are meant to be together.
I think that that Cole wants to try to restart that life and,
yes,
and you know, have another child with her. Mm-hmm. But I think she's ready to move on and ready to live a life similar to Noah's, mm-hmm, or at least be with Noah. And I think that she felt really guilty for her actions because Cole still loves her despite everything that she did to him.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's why she kind of went through with it instead of like, nope, I'm going to take my birth control tonight and we're, you know, we can do things, but I'm still going to take my birth control. I mean, that didn't happen. She just closed the box, turned off the lights, and that was the end.
Well, I see it as, I kind of take this whole thing as him like almost giving her a pass, because whenever they get back to Montauk, they go to the hospital because his brother has been beaten up because, mm-hmm, I guess he tried to give the coke back to the dealers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're realizing like this is getting crazy. Cole even suggests to sell the ranch and is like, I can't deal with this. Mama Bear says, no, I'll take out a loan.
Right.
But he, the entire time, he's like, I gotta go. And they are upset that he was leaving, but he's like, we have to leave because he has to deal with stuff with his wife.
Yeah. Right.
And he was holding her hand the entire time. And I kind of think that this is his way of being like, you know what, you went through so much, you were so depressed, let's like move on, just like you were saying, kind of a clean slate and start all over. And I think that I feel like it's not going to be that big of a deal for them. Like it's going to be for Helen. I feel like they're still going to have residual effects, Noah and Helen, but I feel like with Cole, he's just kind of like, okay, it's almost like a breath of fresh air for, mm-hmm, him in a really strange way.
Yeah,
I don't know. But what, anything else about her part before,
uh-uh,
we get into predictions?
Uh-uh.
Okay, let's talk about some predictions. So many.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you think? What do you think?
I think it's really telling, the whole Scotty situation, because I think it's interesting and we'll probably, the way they're writing this, I think they're brilliant, you know, with the way they're doing this.
Yeah.
But Scotty, we know, is the person that is murdered.
Yes.
But we see very small glimpses of Scotty. We don't see him. He's not a principal character, but he is the one that gets murdered. And I feel like in this instance, the only time we really saw him do anything was when he punched Oscar. Mm-hmm. So I think it's telling in the fact, like, are they kind of setting up, you know, him, you know, getting murdered and who is going to be his murderer? Because, of course, we know that the detective is researching this, mm-hmm, and keeps going, you know, during this whole episode, it kept going to him, you know, kind of checking out. He's checking out the end. He's doing these different things. He's reading the book, things of that nature. So I think it's interesting that Scotty's the person murdered, because I would think, like, because of Hal, he was the one in the hospital. I'm like, oh, okay, he's the one get murdered because of the drug dealer situation.
Right,
no,
right.
It's not even Hal. It's Scotty. So yeah. I think something is going to happen I think, centered around the drugs, somewhere with the drugs, that is going to be the telling. Because I don't think Oscar I don't want to say he doesn't have it in him. I mean, he's a douchebag, but I don't think he's that much of a douchebag. I don't think he will murder. I don't think he'll do that. So I don't think it's going to come down to Oscar. I think it's going to be a drug dealing transaction to where Scotty's going to die, and they're going to try to research to find out how this happened. That's just my prediction regarding that. But, yeah.
So I think that Oscar is going to be the murderer.
Really?
And the reason being is because at this point, there's really no need for Oscar to be in the rest of the show.
Okay.
I mean, both the spouses know about the affair, and Oscar really has no purpose.
Yeah.
But we hate Oscar so much that I don't think his storyline is just going to end tonight.
Well, I mean, he still has that whole, you know, project that he's working on.
That's true.
So,
but I think, I don't know, I just, I feel like it's going to be Oscar. I think the detective is reading the book, The Descent. And he's going to read that somehow Oscar ties into it from Noah's point of view because it's written by Noah. And I think the detective is going to start questioning Oscar, and then I think it's ultimately going to be Oscar.
Yeah. I think as far as murder stuff goes, I think there's a lot of stuff that we do not know even slightly about yet. Because there is, you know, we have no idea why he's looking. So if it's Scotty that dies, which it obviously is, why is he even slightly looking at Noah? You know, Noah has no ties to Scotty. So I'm like, when are we going to get why the detective would be looking into him and why he's so, you know, thoroughly looking
adamant
into Allison?
About, right.
Yeah. So I don't really have a prediction about that. It's just kind of like there. I feel like there is major stuff that we still have to learn.
And it's going to happen in the next three episodes.
So it's going to get even crazier than it already
Maybe
is.
Maybe it'll happen in three episodes because we know there's a second season. So they may.
Oh, don't do that, Todd.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying.
Well, I will not accept it.
Speaking of a second season, Coughed 2009 commented on our last week's episode and said that I think there will be a different affair each season, as they did not know there would be a season two at first. And I think one of y'all said the same thing last week.
Yeah, I said that. I completely agree with you.
Yeah. Well, see, now I don't think so at all, because I think there's too much that we have to develop, and they're not going to get it's, you know, we see shows like American Horror Story that do get a different cast, or they have the same major players, but they're not going to, you're not going to get rid of Dominic West and Ruth Wilson and Joshua Jackson and Maura Tierney for a completely different storyline. I feel like stuff is going to continue, which gives my other prediction, Babygate, because I think, you know, we in the preview for next week, we see that Noah goes back to Montauk. He does see Allison for something. She, I'm guessing, is going to stop taking her birth control. So I'm going to go with they have like one random hookup, maybe not next episode, but at some point she's not taking her birth control. She gets pregnant. She doesn't know whose baby it is. And that's how they're going to continue the show, because she's going to have this baby with Noah. Maybe.
Oh!
I know.
That's a good one. Yeah.
There's too much. So speaking of commenting, thank you so much for commenting on our show and watching. You can find us all on AfterBuzz TV. Keep watching, commenting, rating. We love reading all of your feedback and input. So I guess that's it for tonight's show. Another crazy one. Where can everybody find y'all on social media?
You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Kinez.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Poet Saint all day, every day.
And y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Too long weeks.
I know.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.